You're listening to Minimum Wage Work, the new podcast meant to vent all about minimum wage jobs. If you ever feel like your minimum wage job is driving you crazy, this is the podcast for you. Follow for new uploads every other week and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. Hey there, and welcome to Minimum Wage Work, the new podcast specifically for venting about the worst parts of minimum wage jobs. If you've ever felt like your minimum wage job is driving you crazy, this is the podcast for you. Every episode, I'm focusing on a different but equally terrible topic relating to the whole minimum wage ordeal. And every episode, I'll share stories from other minimum wage workers, including my own stories, to remind you that even when your job has you losing your mind, you are not alone. I'm your host, Renee Roldan, and all you really have to know about me is that I've been there before. I've had some terrible experiences working for minimum wage, and I always feel better about it after venting with someone else. I'll be your guide through all the miserable minimum wage stories we'll be exploring on this show. Think of me as your bitter coworker who you trauma bond with over shared stress. To introduce today's topic, I think of a quote by the late and great George Carlin: "Think of how stupid the average person is, and realize half of them are stupider than that." It seems more and more obvious these days that most people just go through life with their brains turned off. Just look at the state of the world today. But it's most obvious when observing customers in a store, and it's most obvious to the store employees who have to help these idiot customers. Today's topic is stupid customer stories, because sometimes a customer just makes you say, "How have you possibly survived this long?" For the quintessential example of a stupid customer story, I look to the zine "You Have Committed the Cardinal Sin of Being a Customer" by Maddie Peters. I'm a big fan of zines, read a lot of zines, and a lot of the zines that I do read are about terrible work experiences. This is one of my favorite, told through a variety of one-off comic strips drawn in a simplistic and super cute art style. The first comic in this zine is definitely my favorite, and it's a great example of the kind of interaction you're bound to have when you're working with the general public. In this comic, Maddie swears that there's nothing significant enough that a customer could do to make her want to draw a comic venting about them. After all, you know, she's her own person with her own life outside of work. Just then, a customer walks up to Maddie, holding a comic book that says Batman Detective Comics, and he says, "Excuse me, is this a comic?" And Maddie immediately has to immortalize this absurd moment as its own comic, saying, "Well, there's nothing wrong with having an outlet." I find the zine particularly relatable because, like Maddie, I also used to work in a comic book store, and this kind of stuff happened all the time. When I first saw the zine, I immediately texted pictures of it to my former coworkers from the comic book store, who agreed that it was just too accurate. There's a bunch of other funny stories other than this one, and not all of them are negative. One strip is even called "The Cardinal Virtue of Being a Customer." So if you're into zines or just stories about customer service in general, I would recommend you check it out. Maddie Peters can be found on Instagram at 500 Seaworm Ideas. Now for some more terrible stories about stupid customers, I turn to social media. These are real stories submitted by other minimum wage workers via my Instagram followers. It's time for some trauma bonding. Hannah writes, "Someone at Handles asked me for a sample, and I assumed it was about one of our more unique flavors, and I said I couldn't give her a sample, but I could describe it to the best of my ability. This grown woman immediately pouted, asking how else she could know what our vanilla flavor tastes like without trying it." Hannah also writes, "Also this one time at McDonald's when I was 16, our soda machine wasn't working properly, and I guess this guy's soda came out flat, and he yelled that I should be deeply ashamed of myself, and I didn't take pride in my work, as if I was the one who assembled the machine." Juliana writes, "Once had a lady insist she bought a bagel. I work at a Target Starbucks, and we don't sell bagels. I tell her, 'Sorry ma'am, we don't sell bagels, did you get a different food item?' But she says, 'No, I got a bagel.' I say, 'We don't sell bagels,' and she says, 'Oh, I forgot to order it then, can I get a bagel?' I say again, 'Ma'am, as I said, we don't have bagels,' but she insists, 'Just want everything bagel.' I tell her again, 'We don't have bagels,' and finally she says, 'Oh, you don't have bagels? Are you sure?' And I say, 'Yes, we don't have bagels.' She then proceeds to call her mom, basically accuses me of lying that we don't have bagels, and then she just walks off. She was definitely over 40. Juliana also writes, "I got yelled at by a lady that her iced blended drink didn't have ice in it because she couldn't see the ice in it. She didn't want ice cubes or anything. She was just mad she couldn't see actual ice in her ice blended drink." Parley writes, "One time someone came in asking for a bubble waffle 15 minutes before closing, and we'd already turned off the waffle makers because they need to cool for us to be able to clean them. And when we explained this to the customer, the guy said, 'This is communism.'" Eddie writes, "A woman told me over the phone once that the fish taco she DoorDashed was so disgusting that she would bring it in to me the next morning to complain in person. Luckily, she never did." Matthew writes, "During my first shift at Jack in the Box, a guy demanded free food because we didn't have the menu item he wanted and he had already spent money on gas to get there." And finally, Gabby writes, "One time, a customer demanded I process a return because their credit card had been hacked and used for escorts." Thanks again to everyone who submitted a story for me to read. I hope that writing out these stories is a good exercise in venting, and I hope that hearing stories like these makes current and former customer service workers feel seen. I know that for me, collecting and reading these stories makes me feel a lot better about my own terrible customer service experiences. For one, I'm able to find some humor in it, you know, and I laugh at these wild stories. But also, it makes me feel better knowing that me and all these other minimum wage workers have this shared experience. Like, I'm not the only person who's ever gotten yelled at by an idiot. I'm not the only person who's had their day ruined by a mean customer. And so, it makes me feel less alone. And actually, as a minimum wage worker, you're far from alone. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, 1 million workers were receiving wages at or below the federal minimum wage. That's 1.3% of the whole workforce. But also, according to the Center for Law and Social Policy, the federal minimum wage is a poverty wage, meaning that people who work for the federal minimum wage full-time would still be close to poverty. Poverty wages, after everything we put up with, is totally unfair. If this also sounds unfair to you, I think you should check out the American Federation of Labor and Congress of Industrial Commissions to learn more about workers' rights and about unionizing your workplace. You can reach them online at aflcio.org, and this is a good starting point so that you can also learn about your local unions and your local labor movements. The point of a platform like this is to make minimum wage workers feel less alone, because when we're not alone, we're stronger, and when we're organized, we're basically unstoppable. That's all for today. I can only dwell on idiot customers for so long. Tune in next time for a new topic and new stories from the minimum wage front lines. Don't forget to subscribe to get a notification when a new episode comes out. You can find us on social media, on Instagram, at Minimum Rage Podcast. Thanks for listening. Minimum Rage Work is brought to you by JMS 415. Written, recorded, and edited by Renee Roldan. Intro, outro music is Crumb Queen by The Souls, used with permission of the artist. Instagram segment music is Lava Lamp by Denimfield Beats and Low Wave Records. Thanks for listening.